T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's my pleasure to join one of the best in the business here on the airwaves. That's executive editor of Baseball America, J.J. Cooper. We're going to dive into it quite a bit. But, J.J., you're in Denver right now. And for those uninitiated, the Denver Post reported late last night that 4 people were arrested at the Maven Hotel as law enforcement officials feared a Las Vegas-style shooting there. They removed 16 long guns, body armor, more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition from a hotel room with a balcony that overlooks the downtown area. And JJ, you're there in downtown Denver. What can you share with us about what you know and what you're hearing, and maybe what the sentiment is among all the patrons for the All-Star game?
So the crazy thing is Friday night, I happened to be meeting with some other of the Baseball America staff in a restaurant at the ground floor of that hotel. And we're sitting there, and I look at this Ford Expedition outside, and then a guy gets out in, you know, body armor and all that. I realize, you know, you see the police log, says, okay, it's not just something random, but, and then he pulls out a semi-automatic rifle and starts to head in, and then here come many, many more police with police dogs. We saw a wheeled, field go in, many more in body armor, many more carrying, you know, semi-automatic rifles. At least a SWAT team, if not more. And now the interesting part about it is that they just, the waitress said, we've heard that there was a drug bust upstairs. And so they just had us all, you know, we just all went about eating our dinner. And when we came out, we did notice that there was a road, a couple roads blocked off. But they just kind of, they played it very low key that night. Obviously, it's a frightening situation. You know, very glad as I sit here at Clear Field that was averted. But it's one of those things where I guess the best thing you can say about it is, as far as the news and all, is I don't think it's necessarily, it's still just kind of trickling out here of kind of the news of it. I was talking to my Lyft driver on the way in, and he hadn't really heard about it yet. So I think it's not kind of as widespread out here. Yeah, I think it's going to become like a bigger story probably today and tomorrow than it was last night and this morning.
Wow. And I believe that as it turns out, the maid is the one that saw something, said something, and perhaps averted a very, very serious and potentially tragic situation. We don't want to, you know, put the pieces together without knowing what we know from police. But just what are you doing with the 16 long guns, 1,000 rounds of ammunition in a balcony overlooking downtown with the All-Star game here about to get underway? Well, I'm glad everything transpired the way that it did. JJ, thanks for that first-person testimonial as to what you saw there at the hotel, the Maven Hotel. JJ Cooper with us, executive editor, Baseball America. Well, now I guess we turn to the big night for the Pirates in particular, JJ, at 7 o'clock, picking first overall. Are you hearing, is there a consensus as to whom the Pirates are going to select out there in Denver right now?
I don't think right now, as we are talking, that they're necessarily, again, there's no one knows for sure, but I don't even know if necessarily they know yet. And what I mean by that is that this is not a year where with a clear number one prospect in the draft, he's heads and shoulders above everyone else. He's had that a few years recently. Andrew Rushman was a clear number one a couple of years ago. I think Spencer Torkelson last year was a clear number one. That's not the case this year. This is much more of, there are as many as 7 players who have a plausible case to go 1-1. The name we keep hearing more than any other is Marcelo Meyer, shortstop. Texas with stuff. And if I had to, we just put a new mock up and we have Marcelo Meyer going 1-1. But we also note that it could be Meyer, it could be another high school shortstop, Jordan Lawler, it could be Cleo Watson, another high school shortstop, it could be Louisville catcher Henry Davis, and it could be Vanderbilt right-hander Jack Leiter. That's a lot of possibilities, but when you say, well, why would a team have that many possibilities this close to draft time? Well, it actually makes a lot of sense. The MLB draft is one where you have a fixed amount that you can spend. And technically, you can spend more than that, but you lose many first-round picks in future years, and no one has ever done that since we've been in the system. So with that being the case, if you do have multiple players that you view as effectively similar or the same, then where you're like, okay, this is one, but this is 1A and this is 1B, if you can get 1B or 1C or 1A at a lower price than the other ones, it's worth at least examining that, because that will give you more money to spend on later picks, which means that you may be able to take a guy in the second round, the fourth round, the fifth round, whatever round it is, the 11th round, that you have saved some money to spend there, where you can get, say, a higher price tag player who fell because of his price tag. So it does give you that option to kind of work through that too. So that's why I think there is still a lot of uncertainty yet.
J.J. Cooper, Executive Editor, Baseball America, joining us live from Denver on the heels of the draft coming up at 7 o'clock. So for a guy like Jack Leiter, he, I guess a few months ago maybe, was the leader in the clubhouse. Why do you suppose he's fallen back in the pack a bit, J.J.?
I mean, he's had a very good season. I don't want to make it sound like anything other than that, because he really has been quite good. I just don't think that I don't think he had that differentiator separating type season. He's a little homer prone. That is a concern. He doesn't give up any other hits on this. He just gives up a lot of home runs and strikes a lot of people out and doesn't give up a whole lot of other hits. He did miss a start, not for the injury, but basically for rest and recovery, which is something, again, I would describe as probably mildly concerning to your team. But the other thing is, these initial shortstops are really good. This is not something where it's like Leiter fell back as much as teams really like Marcelo Meyer. Teams really like Jordan Lawler. Teams really like Khalil Watson. So that's part of this as well.
J.J. Cooper with us live from Denver. J.J., what do the three shortstop project to be? What are the comps there?
So I'd say the easiest one is that Marcelo Meyer gets compared a lot to Corey Seager, and there are some reasons for that. It's a lefty bat. It's someone who there's a chance he ends up losing to third. There's also a chance he stays at short. There were a lot of people when Corey Seager was drafted who thought that he was going to end up at third base, and here he is playing shortstop many, many years later now. So that's the comparison for him. Khalil Watson's a little tougher one because he's 5'9", but it's a really powerful and also speedy 5'9". Very athletic 5'9", but he is a littler guy in some ways. And then Jordan Lawler is kind of more of the smooth, definitely should be able to stay at shortstop, more hitter than power. The power was early in the season, the question was, he's striking out too much. He stopped that completely in the second half of the high school season. But at the same time, he doesn't hit for as much impact power right now as the other, especially when you compare him to Marcelo Meyer.
What is Leiter's projection? Is he a top end of the rotation guy, or does he project to be somebody that's a 2 or 3 at the big league level?
When you get to between 1 and 2, it's really hard when you're talking about the draft, because I'd have to go back probably to Steven Strasburg before the last guy that you'd find in the draft that you really felt comfortable saying that's probably a surefire 1. And even in his case, he's had a lot of years where he hasn't been a 1. There's been durability. Durability is a part of that, and that's so hard to project for a player in the draft. But he should be he has very much a sense to be a front of the rotation starter. He gets the swings and misses on fastballs up in the zone, and it's a fastball that can touch 99, which that's something that teams obviously have always valued, but value even more right now than they did maybe years ago. And especially that elevated fastball, he's a guy perfectly suited for what the game is right now. Now, the game keeps changing, and so does that mean he's perfectly suited for where the game will be in 5 years? That's a bigger question. But for what he is right now, like he's the pitcher he checks the most boxes of anyone in this class.
We're chatting with J.J. Cooper. Our conversation continues with Baseball America's executive editor. He is live in Denver. Final thing for you, J.J., rounds 2 through 20, soup to nuts, the strength of this draft overall, do we know or have any idea how strong it is compared to some of the others because of the COVID factors?
No, we have more uncertainty than we do in most years because of the COVID factors. Normally, teams feel better about the college side than they do the high school side. And a lot of that is you've had multiple years with these players, and they've also played against top competition in the summer with good bats in the Cape Cod League, USA Baseball College National Team, things like that. None of that happened last year. So you take away that wood bat track record that usually you have for these college players. You take away a season because last year they only played, in most cases, 16, 17 games before the season was shut down. And the college players didn't lose out of summer, the high school players did. So there were still a lot of showcase events for high school players. So the difference is that you got more chances to see the high school players against top competition last summer than you did the college players. That adds a lot more uncertainty to this draft. So I'd say that there's more depth than like that top end, like, again, you are missing that Rutschman, that Bobby Witt Jr., that CJ Abram last that we had a couple of years ago, but it's still a solid draft class, and I do think that this is a year where we'll see second, third, fourth round picks who really stand out as a surprise, because there's as much as we had last year in the draft, there's less certainty than we have in any normal year. And the draft, let's be quite clear, this isn't like the MLB draft, the NBA draft, where you're talking about guys who immediately step into the big leagues. There's a lot more uncertainty already because you're talking about 18, 21-year-olds who are, in many cases, 3, 4, even 6, 7 years away from being established big leaguers. So there's a lot of variables in between there.
Well, JJ, appreciate your insights and your thoughts live from Denver. And thanks so much for that first-person testimonial that you're able to provide us, obviously, with everything transpiring with the 4 arrests at that Maven Hotel. Stay safe, and we'll be certainly looking for your terrific coverage of Baseball America, and we'll talk to you again soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.